The Meyer Guest Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meyer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haydlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter Guest Line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time. Never miss a thing at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us all individually on Twitter. Danica Haydlin is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Big thanks to Rod Beard for joining us in hour number one. We'll recap day one at the Masters. What'd I tell you about the golf gods, Bryson DeChambeau? I tried to tell you, you're not just going to go out there and chirp about Augusta without the gods shaking the trees a little bit. You know, you want to stay positive. I was very superstitious. I try not to be, but I am a little bit. When it comes to how you talk to yourself mentally about other people's game. So follow me on this. If you're out there on the course and you're playing competitively, if a guy hits a ball into the woods, you go help him. You go help him try to find their ball because it's the right thing to do. And because you're doing the right thing, you're going to be rewarded by the golf gods at some point throughout your round. I firmly believe this. If you are playing an opponent and your opponent has a five-footer to make par and you know that they're going to be a shot up on you or whatever, you do not actively wish for them to miss that putt. You don't even think about it. You just watch it for what it is. If it goes in, it goes in. If you say, hey, nice putt, and keep it moving. And if not, you just, whatever you do, don't say anything bad, because you start saying stuff bad in your mind, next thing you know, the golf gods come and snatch it from you. If Bryson made that comment about Augusta, he's going to play it at sub 70. Yeah, okay. Plus four, bro. Relax. I don't care how far you hit it. You got to be able to chip. You got to be able to putt. We've got Freddie is on the phone. Freddie, good Friday morning to you, my friend. It is the last day of the work week, although you're working weekends, so I guess that doesn't necessarily apply to you. How are you, my man?
Good morning, AB. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Don't you wish you could hit a golf? No, I'm not to say you in general. Just don't you wish you could hit a ball as far as Bryson?
I mean, yeah, it would completely change my game.
Could you imagine him playing the courses that we play around here?
No. You know, guy would set the course record everywhere.
Dan, you know, I played with Dan at Warren Valley. Could you imagine Bryson playing Warren Valley? I mean, I like to know what these guys was. Dan, what do you think Bryson would score on Warren Valley?
Oh, they play regular courses. That whatever the course record is, is in jeopardy every round.
It's just dumb, though, because they're not used to playing, like, crappy golf. You know, like, the Warren Valley, I love Warren Valley. I've played there 1,000 times, but those greens are not anything special.
Yeah, when it's not flooded, it's pretty good.
How do you think they would putt on civilian golf courses? Because the greens would be so thick and so slow. They'd probably make everything.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Good question. But I called. I want to talk to you about the Troy Weaver and the Pistons. But you know, yesterday you brought up that trade scenario with the Arizona and the Lions.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking about it last night. I wouldn't make that trade until that pick is up.
Yes.
So we agree on that then, because you don't know who's going to be there. You don't want to take a chance because honestly. If you drop the 16, you're really getting a second-tier player, and that first-round pick is going to be a late one. In reality, the Rams one could be a late one, too. So,
And my thing about all these teams that are making moves early is that they've already made their trades. So for some teams that want to move up, they got up to their position that they already wanted to be in. For the team that's sitting there in, like, let's say, the third spot, if you hold on to that thing till draft day, you might be able to squeeze a little more juice out of them. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like you show your hand. So if you're the Lions, you continue to talk about, you know, whatever quarterback at seven. You put a little pressure on teams that are behind you that might be interested in a Justin Fields or in a Trey Lance or who knows, Mac Jones. Who knows how these guys are going to fall when the draft actually starts. But you might have a team that feels a little bit under pressure and say, hey, maybe the Lions won't take him. We'll deal for him right now. And you can just get a little bit more.
You know, and it's funny when you bring up Arizona. I initially thought that Deshaun Watson, before all his issues, going to Arizona for Kyler Murray would have been a great trade for both teams. You put Deshaun back with
DeAndre Hopkins. Yep.
Yeah, that, you know, and their young team ready to win. That would have been a great trade. Houston would have made out with Kyler Murray as well, too. But I, the Pistons, you know, a lot of Troy Weaver love for a lot of people. And I don't want to bring up the double A because Ryan's going to yell at me if I bring up Ryan A or double A. But I love you, Ryan.
Al Avila.
Now, Troy Weaver doesn't have to take care of four teams and bigger rosters. But in reality, how long do you think it'll take for him to turn the Pistons around and turn them into maybe a 3 or 4 seed? Not a 7 or 8 seed, but a 3 or 4 seed.
So you want your question is, how long does it take for the Pistons to become a contender in the East?
Well, yeah, how long do you think Troy Weaver can get them there to about 3 or 4? I'm just asking. I'm not.
No. If they hit in this draft, you could literally say next year, like, watch out. They're so close. They are so close. They have so many good pieces that are so salary cap friendly right now. You have Jeremy Grant. If you're able to add, as Rod said, if you can add a Cade Cunningham or an Evan Mobley in the draft, like, you're, yeah.
So is that the first, would that be the first pick, the guy he mentioned, if they have to have the number one pick to get that guy?
You could go, it's probably going to go Cade Cunningham, number one overall, and then Evan Mobley or Jalen Suggs or Kuminga out of the G League. Those three guys would probably be next. As long as they're, you know, top five or better, you're adding a very significant player to the team that will make an immediate impact.
Cade Cunningham, what position does he play?
He's just combo guard. He can be point guard, shooting guard, whatever you need it to be, because he is not Killian Hayes. You know, Killian being the pass first kind of guy. Cade Cunningham's a scorer. That's what he wants to do.
If I'm Troy Weaver, I call up Sacramento and trade Killian Hayes for Halliburton, straight up.
That's not very nice, Freddie. That wasn't very nice, Freddie. I saw what you did there.
I wanted to leave you on a funny note on Friday. So anyways, listen, kudos to you guys for always getting up early. And I heard Big Dan say, poor guy who works late. Love you guys for always getting up early and give me some entertainment in the morning. It's the only entertainment I get all day long, and then it's work. So, thank you. You guys have a good weekend,
all right? All right, I hope you sell out today, and business is going well. And my buddy Al in Monroe, Al Russo, he's a high school football coach at Monroe High. He wants to come up and have a pizza. He just keeps asking me about Freddie the Pizza Man, who calls the show every day, because he's already at work right now, too, listening. And he's like, we got to go up there and get some. I said, it's fine. We'll go. Let's go.
Just send me a private DM. I tell the close friends of mine, private DM, I will. I got to tell you about the Pistons. They've been reaching out to me about a private pizza party, so I have to invite you if they come. So, just private DM me. Don't worry about that. I can take
care of
that.
We'll come in the side door. No big deal.
See you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Freddie.
Bye-bye.
Did you guys hear the music in the background? Did you like it? Did you hate it?
I dig it.
I tried to look it up so fast. I mean, my fingers over here were just typing. Like,
it was
crazy.
Perfect volume, too. Did you play the Godfather video game by chance?
I did.
It's that theme song is at that exact level, like, throughout the entire game. Just like that, throughout the entire thing. That was the best part.
I love that game. I love that movie. You know, I just, there was a lot there as a young person seeing that. Part of me wanted to like run a crime syndicate. I'm not going to lie. Like, who doesn't at one point in your life, right? It's like sports radio is the way to go. That's the way to go. I'm not trying to, you know, at least if you were Don Corleone, you went down with your, you know, your grandchild right there and you went down to the garden. You didn't get, you know, shot to pieces. All right, we're going to step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpire Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadley, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you this morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN, we encourage you, because it is the Masters, second round action happening today. We'll get more into the golf coming up next. But we encourage you to send us your menu. Send it to at XB Mornings, and we'll get your menu put together for you on what you would serve for your champion's dinner. What would be on your menu? Ryan featured pizza rolls. Unlimited pizza rolls. Buffet
and
style.
And Skyline Chili.
And Skyline Chili.
For a and total... Taco Bell Volcano Burritos. Because they're too cowardice to bring it back themselves.
If you're ready for a total blowout on 13, that is the menu for you. Let me tell you.
I think Bryson had my menu.
He did. Augusta served him those volcano tacos. We'll get into that and some of the storylines. Plus, hey, did you guys hear about Brendan Quinn, our friend from the Athletic?
I was telling Ryan about the saga of Brendan Quinn. I know Brendan is a big golf fan, and he covers golf. Could there be anything worse as a golf fan and golf writer than what happened to him? No.
Due to contact tracing, there was a Masters event held last week.
Yeah, it was the U.S. Women's Amateurs held at Augusta National, I believe.
There you go. And one of the reporters there had a positive COVID test, contact tracing. He had a masked encounter with her, but that put him into the quarantine protocol. So he's now, after one day, off the Masters beat, and he had to just be sick to his stomach. But I want to hop into this conversation. I saw this article. I'm going to try to find it to tweet it out for you guys. I don't know who tweeted it and where it came from, but I was reading a little bit about it, and it was written by a Texas Tech professor, somebody like Houston, and then maybe Cincinnati. And it's about the transfer portal and how transfers, both the school that is receiving the transfers and the transfer themselves, are having success. And it's been good for both parties. Now, I don't know necessarily how I feel about the transfer portal. right? I feel that, you know, kids, the decision they make, and Kyle Barlow said this, the decision they make at 16, 17 years old might not be the same decision that they would make at the age of 20 or 21. They know maybe what they're looking for. That first go around didn't work out very well. But I'm a little nervous that it's going to become a space where now you can't coach a kid without them trying to leave. And if that's the kind of kid that's going to leave, then I guess you let them walk because they're not the right fit for your program. But the Mid-American Conference just abolished a rule recently in which the MAC said that now there was a rule that you could no longer transfer intra-conference. So you couldn't go from Central to Eastern. But the MAC yesterday eliminated that inter-conference transfer policy, allowing student-athletes to transfer in between MAC institutions without losing a year of eligibility. This is just another domino to fall in the fact that we see great ability for coaches to be able to be mobile, both in football and in basketball. You can, in any other sport, but we'll focus on those. But you can be a football coach or a basketball coach. You can leave at any time. You can leave at any time, take a new job. Nobody says anything about it. Usually there's a buyout clause, university booster, somebody like that takes care of it, and then boom, you're on to the next job. But the players are held to a different sort of standard. So we have two coaches now in the Mid-American Conference, Toledo's head coach Todd Kowalczyk and Bowling Green's men's basketball coach Michael Huger that are both addressing this topic. Here is Todd Kowalczyk first, his thoughts on the transfer portal and what it means for recruiting.
You're going to see, you know, quite a few people not have success doing it and understand that the grass isn't always greener. I think right now it's kind of a new thing, so it's kind of a fad, but I would like to think that it's going to get back to the normal levels, you know, relatively quickly. If your program is nothing but transfers and portals, you're not a program. You may have a team, but you're not a program. We will take transfers like we have in the past, but it's not going to be how we make this program survive. It's going to be with high school recruits, you know, and if we have a need, we'll fill it with a portal guy and a transfer. But, you know, I think the teams that just survive off of transfers, that's going to be a very short-term, high-risk, high-reward type situation. Well, the biggest concern is illegal recruiting. I mean, that's happening. You know, I know for a fact it's happening. I've seen it, you know, and when you have people actively recruiting your roster, that's wrong before they get into the portal. But, you know, that's hopefully, and there's really no way. I know the NCAA says they're going to, you know, try to do their best job they possibly can to come after schools like that. But the fact of the matter is there's only been two cases the last 15 years that have even gone to a committee. How do you prove it? I mean, it's, you know, that's something that happens, but it's wrong and it's unethical and it has very little integrity, no integrity.
That's a very, you know, that's pretty strong right there. And if teams are actively recruiting and this happened, Marion Jackson, actually, now I'm saying that he was illegally recruited, but Marion Jackson, the Mid-American Conference Player of the Year, has transferred. He's, you know, he announced that he was going to explore his other options, and this was the right move for him. Like, you won Mid-American Conference Player of the Year. You want to test your mettle at the next level to be able to see, where do I stack up? So he's going to go play for Bobby Hurley, former Buffalo coach who won the MAC twice and got the Buffalo Bulls to the NCAA tournament after a MAC tournament championship as well. He's going to go play for Bobby Hurley at Arizona State.
Is he a graduate transfer?
Yes.
So yeah.
So this is a he's a grad transfer, so it doesn't count against ASU's. Well, it will count against their scholarship total, I believe, is how that works. Now,
yeah,
if he would have stayed at Toledo, it wouldn't have counted against Toledo scholarships because he could have used that free year from COVID.
Right. That's what I was just wondering. If it was like, okay, are you transferring because you've done your 4 years, or are you transferring to be the bigger fish in the
I think it's
in
both.
The pond? And it's both. It's working out both.
Yeah.
So,
and I have nothing. It's what he needs. He has to do this, though. Because you can't play all season long for that 4 day stretch in March and not have it go right. Plus, you know, when you're in the MAC, what is your true pro prospectus? This guy has professional basketball aspirations. And I always go back to Jerron Simmons, who's working at the University of Michigan right now, when he was an all MAC player at Ohio. You know, he transferred to Michigan and he sat behind Eli Brooks and Xavier Simpson. It's tough, man. The next level is very difficult. Here is Bowling Green's men's basketball coach, Michael Huger, on what he believes the transfer portal is all about.
It's only 354 schools. What are we doing?
Right now it's going out of control. It's going to be chaos soon. It's going to be the Wild Wild West. And they don't understand the monster that they are creating. If you talk to a kid wrong, he's leaving. If you yell at him too much, he's leaving. If you make him play defense and he can't shoot it when he want to shoot it, he's leaving. The hardest part now is really trying to get everybody to play together and keeping everybody happy. And that's the thing. You got to figure out a way to keep them happy and also keep yourself happy, keep your team happy. I mean, there's so many people you got to keep happy right now. And as soon as they're not happy, boom, they're gone. Now you're going to have coaches fighting on the sideline in conference because it's okay for us to talk to their kids. It's okay for us to, you know, be behind the scenes, or a kid like the way we play more than someone else, and now they want to come to you. And now you're saying, yeah, I'd rather take a kid I know that I see, because we didn't go out, didn't take a kid that I don't know anything about.
Very interesting stuff there.
I get his point, but it also it's like, you're the coach. You also need to adapt. Like, if your kids want to leave, maybe that's a you issue as well. If you don't know how to toe that line of coaching your players and keeping them happy, maybe you're not that good of a coach.
Yeah, it could be. It's a delicate situation. But in that academic report that was put out about transfers, I the coaches have the mobility. Why don't players? It's very interesting. A lot of kids that are performing well at the mid-major level, are they going to leave right away and head to the high major? This is an ever-evolving situation in college athletics, and we kind of just have to wait and see how it all plays out. But for the coaches, you could tell there's some nerves there. There are some nerves, especially at the mid-major level. We'll step aside when we return. Day one at the Masters. The golf gods do not approve of Bryson DeChambeau. We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ah, yes, you hear that sound, the sound of an iron catching one flush, a pin seeker, a dart headed for the green. Well, guess what? This weekend is golf's first major of the season, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play offer for the final round on Sunday at Augusta. Get this, you can sign up now using the promo code PRIMETIME, and you get $50 on a $1 bet if any player in the field makes a birdie at any point during Sunday's final round. All you need is one player to birdie one hole, and you'll go home a winner. You can hear the crowd roar in the background, no matter who that player might be, but really, you'll know the fans, they're cheering for you. Download today at TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires mobile app. One player, one birdie, only at TwinSpires using the promo code PRIMETIME. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
The Meijer guest line is open for you to join the conversation on X's and Bros. Meijer is a proud sponsor of the Michigan Sports Network and the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you here this morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Send in your thoughts. Send in your menu as well. What would you have for your champion's dinner at Augusta? Let's get to Steve, who's waiting on hold on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. Happy Friday, partner.
Yeah, how you doing, Anthony? Same to you.
Doing well. What's going on?
I was thinking here. Well, I wasn't thinking. Actually, I saw this, and I didn't realize it, that the Lions, this was over a month ago, signed long snapper Don Mulback for the 18th season. I have no idea.
Don Mulback is a legend in Detroit. He and his new head coach, Dan Campbell, played together.
Oh, okay, awesome. Because last season, he jumped into the number 50 position in NFL league history. And this year, if he plays 16 games, he can jump to number 25. So props to him. That's awesome.
He should just keep playing. You got to go out there and snap the ball a couple times a game. You should be fine, right?
Well, I don't know. Long snapper, who knows? You know, that's what he is. You know,
you're not taking a lot of contact. They can't even line up over the top of you anymore.
That's true. And last thing here, I saw on Fox Sports Insider, 2021 NFL draft. And at number 7, he had the Lions going Jamar Chase, wide receiver. And 8 was, I believe you pronounce it, Penei Sewell, mm-hmm. The outside linebacker. My question, now, I think personally we should take a wide receiver. What's your guys' opinion? Who would you take if they were both available at number 7? Thanks. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. So if Jamar Chase is available or offensive tackle, they Sewell out of Oregon. I don't know if the linebacker that he referenced there, if he was trying to get to Parsons at that point. You're going Sewell. I mean, if you lock up a player like that, and then you think you have Sewell, Ragnow, Decker, and Jonah Jackson, 4 of your 5 all under the age of 25, tough to go wrong there. I can't really argue that. I cannot argue if they go offensive tackle, especially a stud that might have – you know, a top 5 grade overall, who's but falls
gonna,
because of the overdrafting of quarterbacks.
Who's going to catch the ball when Jared Goff is standing back there for 8 seconds?
DeAndre Swift.
That's it.
Quintez Cephas.
That's a great question. Can you find, I mean, what are, you act like, you know, the first round's over and that's it. You get one offensive tackle. Like, they've got some picks coming up, second, third, you know what I mean, where they can address pass catchers.
Okay, but you can't have a rookie second or third round pick as your number one receiver.
Well, I mean, they have TJ Hockenson. So that's a start. Pro Bowler, TJ Hockenson. You know? So there's one pass catcher. Receiver is a position of need. How many years, though, did we draft?
Sure be nice if we didn't just say bye-bye Marvin Hall. Just, hey, bye.
I don't understand that. I really don't. I don't really understand the last 3 years. Or 2.5 years, I should say. It's one of the great mysteries. And will that damn Matt Patricia forever from being a head coach? I mean, when you look at what this team has right now, they went out and they got what? Tyrell Williams and Breshad Perriman. They had Geronimo Allison on the roster last year, but he opted out because of COVID. I was excited for him to play just so I could yell, Geronimo! During games, if he catches a touchdown. But Tyrell Williams, Breshad Perriman, and Quintez Cephas with Geronimo Allison maybe being number 4, not exactly going to scare anybody. TJ Hockenson at tight end. DeAndre Swift catching the ball out of the backfield. Like, yeah, they're going to need wide receiver. Pass catcher, definitely. And if Jamar Chase is there, if Devontae Smith is there, if Jalen Waddle is there, and if Kyle Pitts is there, along with Sewell, if the whole draft is there because everybody wants to go quarterback right away, now what do? How do you manage that? That's a good question. Because then it's like, which guy do we want? I mean, when Kyle Pitts did his measurements and whatnot, and he became basically Megatron Part 2, like size, very comparable, speed, very comparable, ability, very comparable. Like, is that what he's going to be? And if he is, can you pass on that if he's there? So that lot of questions. Glad I don't have to pull the trigger on that, because no matter who the Lions select, it's very rare that we all agree that it's a good pick. right? Very rare that that ever happens. Especially, you know, we can all agree that we hate a pick, Jelani Tavai.
I think we all liked Frank Ragnow.
Frank, okay. We didn't like TJ Hockenson. We definitely didn't like Jelani Tavai. But it's very rare that the entire fan base will say, yeah, no, I like this guy. But then again, I mean, how much film is the fan base watching? Like, very difficult to evaluate who's going to be a solid professional and who isn't. Let's get into the golf from yesterday. Justin Rose shoots 7-under, takes the lead in round one of the Masters. Oh, is he going to go wire to wire? Dan says no on Justin Rose.
I mean, wired, does he have a shot to win? Yes. Will he just... Is he going to take it wire to wire? No. There's going to be some scores that will be shot, and he's going to bogey a few. He's not going to go out there and shoot 65 every day.
What if I told you Bryson DeChambeau was tied with Ian Woosnam? Would you be surprised by
that?
Good
for Ian.
Yeah, good for him, which is crazy. Did you see the side-by-side pictures of him? Hilarious.
Bryson's also tied with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, Rory hit his dad with a golf ball, so he's, yeah, I mean, that's a summation of his round.
But like Ryan said, we were talking like an hour ago, he's like, what do you think the cut is going to be? I said, well, it's half plus ties, and that's three over right now. So if Bryson can get back to even, he's going to make the cut, and I think he can shoot 4-under today.
Jason Day, plus +5, Zach Johnson, plus +5, Rory and Sergio, both plus +4, along with Bryson DeChambeau. You got some work to do. Phil Mickelson at plus +3, Jose Maria Olazabal.
Saw him hit a great shot on a par 5 within like 10 feet. Beautiful. I was like, I can't believe he's still doing it. He's out there making great shots.
Did you see the Abraham Answer 2-stroke penalty? Did you see the video? At what point did he touch the sand is my question.
Before he takes his club back to actually swing, he didn't put the club all the way down to where like it made a line, but there was a little clump of sand right behind this ball, and it just pushed it down just a little bit, and somebody called it in.
That should be illegal. You should not be allowed to do that. You cannot use like high rate footage zoomed in to see if this guy touches a grain of sand and then assess him 2 strokes after. Like, if you don't call it when it happens, we can't go back in time and throw a flag for pass interference. We can't go back and call a ball or a strike or a foul on somebody. You should not be able to go back to a video review after the guy's already completed his round and then assess him a 2-stroke.
It's like announcing right now that the Marlins actually won the Mets game yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
The thing about it to me is the PGA, you know, they're super, like, you got to sign your card. You got to make sure everything is right on your card.
Double check your scorecard.
A million times. And then as soon as you sign it and as soon as the scoring official signs it, it's official, right? Mm-hmm. But if you messed up, that's on you. But if, you know, the PGA is allowed to go back and give you more, you know, give you strokes, even though you both agreed that the score was correct. So as soon as you both sign it, boom, it should be over. There should be no giving strokes.
Yes. Amen. That's a great way to put it. Like, if I can't go back and change my score, oh, no, I had a 3-on-6 and not a 4, you can't go back and assess me a penalty. We already signed the cards. That actually cost me one time. I signed for a higher score than what I actually shot.
Wow. My buddy, we were playing at a course that had like natural, you're not allowed to go in this portion of the course type of deal. And our opponents did not tell us this. So after the round, they told their coach.
Oh.
And my buddy got assessed penalties. It's like, really? No, you can't do that. That's not how it works. You're supposed to tell your opponent your home course rules.
See, and I guarantee you the golf gods got a piece of that. Those youngsters that didn't say anything beforehand, like, hey, it's a nature area. Like, you're not supposed to go in. If you do, they call you for a penalty. They got to tell you that.
You're supposed to. It's like part of golf, like, etiquette. You're supposed to tell your opponents the local rules as you're playing the course.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know that Justin Rose's score is going to jump off the scoreboard there with the leaderboard at -7. But I think it's also important to note that the scoring is so much higher this year than the last Masters in November. Already is so much higher, which I thought was pretty. I mean, I saw some of the stats that came across, like a combined +252 or whatever. I mean, you look at outside of Justin Rose, who had a magical day at 65, there were, two guys tied at 3-under, Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama, and then you had three guys tied at 2-under, including Webb Simpson, four guys, I should say, and Patrick Reed. And then 1-under, there's a handful of guys. Outside of that, everybody's even or worse. Like, the course is playing much more difficult this time around than it did in November, which is what Justin Cruz said it was going to do yesterday when we talked to him for our Masters preview, just because the greens are going to be faster. And then we saw a guy literally chip a ball onto a green, or putt a ball on the green, that broke and went right into the water.
Yeah, I think the greens just really got everyone yesterday. And I'll say two people to watch out for today: Jordan Spieth at 1-under and Victor Hovland at 1-over. Each had a triple bogey yesterday. So I still think if that gets corrected, those two guys could have great rounds.
Shot of the day yesterday has to be Tommy Fleetwood, right? We all love some Tommy Fleetwood here. We love it. Here's the shot on 16, the par 3. Love the gallery.
Oh, this one straight out, and then Mickelson in the hole. Tommy Fleetwood takes dead aim and makes a one.
Have you ever had a hole in one?
No. I've lipped out.
Like, you
never close enough.
What the odds are of that? I have one hole in one. One. It was at 16. It's a par 3 at Monroe Golf and Country Club. 154 yards is what it was playing. Just one hop, bloop, right in.
8-iron?
You know what? I have the plaque somewhere in the house. I don't know what I hit. Probably sand wedge.
Oh, wow. You're so cool. It must be about 50 yards downhill or something.
Yeah, no, it probably was like an 8 or a 9.
Bryson DeChambeau, your host today.
That's great. That's a wonderful comment there. My buddy Gian hits the hell out of his irons, like, can hit them a mile, and it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. He's just a little guy. That guy was 140 pounds.
You connected the 2-iron. That thing is flying.
Yeah, no, I do hit a mean 2-iron.
I don't like hybrids. I can't hit them right, so I stick with my trusty 2-iron.
You hit a 2-iron as well?
Oh yeah, I can't hit a hybrid well. I top it every single time, so it's like I'll just use my 2-iron and just smack it.
Nice. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So we have round two today. So you've got your Ryan gave you his picks or what to watch for, if you would. Obviously, with the leader Justin Rose shooting a 65, he was 2-over par in his first 7 holes. Played the next 10 holes at 9-under, including an eagle on the par 5 eighth hole. So. A really good day at Augusta National for Justin Rose. Can he hang on? Probably not. Like, I just don't want to see him.
Hang on is one. Can he hang on? Yes. Will other guys get into it? Definitely.
I don't want to see him run away with this thing, though. Because with DJ, with the lead that he had last year, did it take away from your Sunday Masters experience? Knowing that we'd actually have to watch like a full-blown meltdown.
No.
Someone, he'd have to go tin cup to lose that.
Well,
thing.
Those are great. But I don't think... And I love Justin Rose. He's been one of my favorites for a long time. He doesn't have the game. He doesn't have the put it away game anymore. I don't think he ever did, to be honest. Like, he's just been a really solid golfer forever. He's not the guy that's going to go out there and win a tournament by 6 or 7 strokes.
I mentioned this earlier in the show. It's his fourth career lead after round one at
yes.
Augusta. And I believe he has 0 green jackets. Don't know how many gold jackets.
Really well played. That's actually tied with Jack Nicklaus. Did you know that? For the most first-round leads in tournament history. He also held the Thursday lead in 2008, 2007, and 2004.
Yeah, his best finish second and tied second, 2015-17.
He's got the four-shot lead, which is the second-largest 18-hole lead in Masters history. A guy by the name of Craig Wood led by five shots after the first round in 1941 for going on to the win.
I was just waiting for Dan to chime in. He goes, oh, I like Craig Wood, too.
I didn't know they named people Craig in the 1940s. I thought that was a relatively new name.
He'd have been named that in the 20s.
Right.
Or earlier. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm surprised not related to him. Jordan Spieth.
I have one question. Is there a golfer you don't like?
Yes, there's lots. Okay. Justin Leonard. Just not a fan.
Didn't expect to hear that today.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just never really liked Justin
Leonard. Is there any golfers that we know that you don't like?
Anthony knows who Justin Leonard is.
I'm an average golf fan, and yeah, Justin Leonard, that name escapes me because it blends in with all the other Justins.
There are a lot of
Justins. Gosh, I could come up with some other golfers that I don't
like. Because it seems I get it, it's golf. You're going to be a fan of a lot of golfers out there just because you can watch them all win on different weekends.
Patrick Reed, he's on the leaderboard, he's on the screen.
But he's the villain golf needs.
Is he though?
Yes.
But you have to win more to be a villain.
But it's someone you can root against, though.
I'll stick with Bryson. You take Patrick Reed, and we'll figure
out. I don't mind Patrick Reed. I do not like Bryson.
So I'll take Patrick Reed. You take Bryson.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we just got to get Dan to name somebody on this leaderboard that he despises.
Webb Simpson.
How do you not like Webb Simpson? What did he ever do to you?
Dan's trying to read
the
graphic.
I don't dislike any of those guys. There's some guys you don't really get to know. It kind of like Hideki.
Dan hates Fred Couples.
Yeah, Fred Couples is one of my favorite humans ever. Not just golfers. He's just seems like a cool ass dude. But there's guys like Hideki, because of the language barrier, we don't really get to know him. So that, and he's been one of the best golfers in the world for how long? We just really don't know much about him because of the language barrier.
You raise a good point. Just for the record, Rory McIlroy, who was at four over at one point in yesterday's action, since the 2015 majors, Rory McIlroy is a combined plus 32 in round one. He's 64 under in rounds two through four. And it's not looking good for old Rory, who his father of the golf ball. We'll step aside. Hour number three is next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. On the first homestand, given what the Tigers are trying to accomplish with their pitching, two moments stood out. A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter want their pitchers to win the race to two strikes by filling up the strike zone with quality pitches, an approach they feel puts hitters on the defensive. In a start Wednesday, Matt Boyd threw first pitch strikes to 24 of 27 batters. In the Tigers' walk-off win on Tuesday, Hinch had flame-throwing Gregory Soto pitch to Nelson Cruz in the 10th inning with a go-ahead run at second. Not only because Hinch dislikes intentional walks, but also because he wants his pitchers to go right after hitters, be aggressive, even the great ones like Nelson Cruz. Cruz hit a soft single to right, but it was a defensive swing, and Soto loved the challenge.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Pre-Mixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.